Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 8th chapter of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. In this Perek, Rambam will discuss which months are full months, which months are shorter months, which months are variable, and how that process operates. Halacha Aleph. Chodesh HaLevana Tisha V'Esrim Yom U'Mechtza V'Tafshin Tzadi Gimel Chalakim K'moshi Baronim. A lunar month is 29 and a half days long, plus an additional 793 units, as the Rambam has already explained. The E'efshir Lomar Shirosh HaChodesh Yeh B'Mechtzas HaYom Ad Yemechtzas HaYom Mechodesh Avar Mechtzas HaMe'apa. However, since it is impossible to say that part of a day should be Rosh Chodesh and the other part of the day is not Rosh Chodesh, Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Ad Chodesh Yomim, Mipi HaShmu Alamdu, Shiyom Ma'at Mechashiv L'Chodesh, V'yat Mechashiv shows. The Pasuk says, until a month's worth of days, meaning to say that we calculate days per month, but we don't have hours per month. Therefore, you can't have a half day, in other words, a number of additional hours added onto 1 month, and then the rest added onto the upcoming month. Instead, you have to have a full day be Rosh Chodesh, not part of a day. Halacha Beis. Lefikach, Osin Chachi Elevana Mehen Chodesh Chaser Mehen Chodesh Mali. Accordingly, we are forced to have some lunar months be full days, i.e. 30 days long, and other ones lacking a day, 29 days long. Chodesh Chaser Tishav Esrim Yom Bovad V'af Al Pi Shechad Shechal Levana Yeser Al Zeh B'Shos V'Chodesh Mali Mishloshim Yom V'af Al Pi Shechad Shechal Levana Pachos Mizeh B'Shos. So a shorter month will be 29 days long, though that's slightly less than an actual lunar month. And a full month will be 30 days long, even though that's slightly more than a lunar month. That way, we'll avoid having to count hours per month, and instead just operate with full days. Halacha Gimel. Ilu haya chad shechal levana tishav esrim yom u'mechtza bilvad, hayu kol hashanim chodesh mali v'chodesh chaser. Had every lunar month been exactly 29 and a half days long, so then we could evenly divide the year up into half the months being full months, half the months being months which are lacking that day, and everything would have been nice and neat. V'yuyimei shenasa levana shin nun dal. And then there would have been 354 days to a lunar year, shisha chadashim chaseir, v'shisha chadashim leim, 6 months of 29, 6 months of 30. Avol mimnei ha'chalakim shish b'chol chodesh v'chodesh, yoser al-chatzi ayom, yizkabitz mehen shows v'yam. However, because every month has a little bit more, 793 more, chalakim, these smallest units, added to the 29 and a half days, so then eventually these will add up hours at first, and then days. Achu mixas hashanim chadashim chaserim yoser al meleim. Mixas hashanim chadashim meleim yoser al chaserim. To the point where certain years are going to have more full months than lacking months, and other years are going to have more lacking months than full months. Halacha dalet. Yom shloshim leolam osin oso rosh chodesh b'cheshbon hazeh. Accordingly, every month, always, the 30th day is going to be a day of Rosh Chodesh by this calculation. Im haya chodesh avar chaser, ye yom shloshim rosh chodesh haba. If the previous month was only a 29-day month, so then the 30th day is the first day of the new month. Im ye chodesh avar malei, ye yom shloshim rosh chodesh, hoel mikzaso rosh chodesh. But if the previous month is going to be a full month, meaning a 30-day month, so then since part of the day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, so then we treat it as Rosh Chodesh as well. Via tash l'machodesh hamaleish avar. And then it will be the remnant, the completion of the previous month. Via yom echad u'shloshim rosh chodesh haba umenuhu meminin. And then the next month, the 31st day from the count of the beginning of the previous month, so the 31st day is the first day of the new month. And from there, we will start the new month. Hu yom akvia. And that's the day that we have set, and that's the day that we are going to be working from as the established Rosh Chodesh. Lefikach osin rashi chadashim b'cheshbon zeh chodesh echad yom echad v'ovad v'chodesh echad shneimim. Based off of this calculation, certain months will have Rosh Chodesh for a single day, that'll be the 30th day, and other months will have it for 2 days, the 30th and the 31st day. Halacha hei. Seir chadashim hamleim v'chaseirim lefikachshbon zeh kachu. Based off of this sort of calculation, these are the months which are going to be full months, these are going to be the months which are short months, as we will see. Tishrei l'olam malei. The first month, Tishrei, is always a 30-day month. V'teves l'olam chaser. Teves is always 29. V'teves ve'eleich, echad malei ve'echad chaser ala seder. And then from Teves and onward, we switch off between full, lacking, in accordance with the following order. Ketza, there I'm going to illustrate. Teves chaser, Shvat malei. Adar chaser, Nisan malei. Iyar chaser, Sivan malei. Tammuz chaser, Av malei. Elul chaser. Mashana hamuberes, Adar rishon malei, Adar sheni chaser. And then moving from Teves and onward, we always have this system of being a lacking month and then a full month, back and forth, back and forth. And if Adar is added to, that you have a second Adar, so then we just continue in the same pattern and everything gets bumped one forward. Halacha Vav. Now that remains two months that are left that have not been discussed, Mar Cheshvan and Kislev, the second and third months of the year respectively. Sometimes both are full, sometimes both are lacking, and sometimes Mar Cheshvan is lacking and Kislev is full. A year that has both of these months full is considered a year which has its months full. And a year which has both of these months lacking, both only have 29. So then that's a year which is referred to as one which has its months lacking. And a year which instead has Mar Cheshvan with only 29 days, Kislev with the full 30 days, so then that's considered one who has months which are in the proper order, because it will always be switching off, full, lacking, full, lacking, full, lacking throughout the whole year. Halacha Zayin. Now the way to know whether or not a year is going to be a year which is either having both of those months full, both of them lacking, or, as we said, in their proper order, that Mar Cheshvan is lacking and Kislev is full, here's how to tell. First, you have to know what day Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, was defined on, which day it was established to be, based off of the way that was described in the previous parak. And then you need to know which day Rosh Hashanah of the upcoming year is going to be, again, based off of what we've established. And then you should calculate the number of days between them, aside from the day which you are setting it for, and the day which you are setting it for, each one respectively, the Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. If you see that there's 2 days difference between them, so then you know that it's going to be a year which has 2 months, which both have 29 days. Both Mar Cheshvan and Kislev will be 29 days. If they have 3 days discrepancy between them, so then that means that it's going to be a year which has its normal order, i.e. Mar Cheshvan will be 29 and Kislev will be 30. And if you find that there are 4 days between this year's Rosh Hashanah and next year's Rosh Hashanah, so then you know that both months, Mar Cheshvan and Kislev, are going to be complete months. They'll both have 30 days. In other words, the point is you calculate how many days of the week off this Rosh Hashanah is to that Rosh Hashanah. If it's 2, then you know the months are going to be lacking. If it's 3, then the months will be even, 129, 130. If it's 4, so then both will be complete. This is true when you know that the year that you're discussing is a regular year. It's one which won't have a leap year. If it's a leap year, however, if it's a leap year, the way to calculate it is that if there's a difference of 4 days between this Rosh Hashanah and the next Rosh Hashanah in terms of which day of the week they fall out, so then you know it's going to be one which has those 2 months, Mar Cheshvan and Kislev, with only 29 days. If there's 5 days, one more, just like before, it was one more. So if there's one more, so then it's going to be in order. One will be 29, one will be 30. And if there's two more, i.e. you have a total of 6, so then the months will both be complete. They'll both be 30-day months. So in a regular year, you check the discrepancy to 2, 3, or 4. In a leap year, you check the discrepancy between 4, 5, or 6. And respectively, it will be 29, 29, 29, 30, or 30, 30. Lachatas, Ketzad, the Rambam now illustrates, Harisha Ratina Leida Sidur Chachi Shanazu. Let's say we wanted to know the current year that we were dealing with, what the months will look like. Vayirosh Hashanah Bachamishi, Vi Pshuta, Rosh Hashanah Shalachareha, Vesheni B'Shabbos. This year is a regular non-leap year, and Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday, and the upcoming Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out on a Monday. Nimsa B'Nehem Shloshiyam, so there's a difference of 3 days between them. From Thursday to Monday, you have Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. Again, we don't count the days for Rosh Chodesh, so there's 3 days between them. So then you know, since this is a regular year, there's a 3-day discrepancy, it's going to have both Mar Cheshvan and Kislev in their regular proper way, i.e. the first one 29, the second one 30. However, had Rosh Hashanah of the upcoming year been not on Monday, but on Tuesday, so there would be a 4-day discrepancy between them, so then both Mar Cheshvan and Kislev of this year would have 30 days. And had Rosh Hashanah this year been on Shabbos and the upcoming year to be on a Tuesday, so then there's only 2 days between Sunday and Monday. So then you know that this year is going to have both Mar Cheshvan and Kislev with only 29 days. The same calculation, just 4, 5, and 6, rather than 2, 3, 4, can be used to calculate when it is a leap year. Halacha Yud, the final halacha in the parak. There are various signs which somebody can rely upon in order to make sure that he doesn't make any mistakes in the calculations of determining what the months of the year will look like. And they're basically founded upon these ideas, these calculations, how to set these months, what gets pushed off, what doesn't, as the Rambam has already explained. These are these indications, these hints, these signs. Whenever Rosh Hashanah falls out on Tuesday, so then you know that year is going to be one which is going to have both Mar Cheshvan and Kislev with 29 and then 30 days respectively. Bein Pshuta, Bein Meres, this is true whether or not this is a regular year or a leap year. Bein Yeh Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos O B'Sheni Lo Tiyeh Kisidron L'Olam Bein Pshuta Bein Meres. And if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos or on Monday, so then it will not be a Kisidron year. It won't be a 29-30 with regards to Mar Cheshvan and Kislev. It will be whether or not it's a leap year or a regular year. It's going to be different. It's either going to be a Shana where both of them are Chaserin or both of them are Malayim. Maybe a Rosh Hashanah B'Chamishi, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, if it is a non-leap year, so then you know without a doubt that it's not going to be a 29-29 with regards to Mar Cheshvan and Kislev. It could either be 29-30 or 30-30. And if this year was a leap year and Rosh Hashanah fell out on Thursday, so then it's impossible for Mar Cheshvan and Kislev to have a 29-30 day set up. Instead, it'll either be 29-29 or 30-30. And that concludes this parak. Have a wonderful day.